Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Show is back. Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive. Happy Thursday, Cleveland. We got Macaroni Baloney Mac Robinson on the board. We got that sweet young fang, Jax Gregory, behind the glass on the 20s. It's Meredith Kane. And across from me, as we get you ready for Browns v. Eagles, the last road game in this insipid three-game road trip that has been boots to asses for the Browns. Oh, yeah, we also got to get you ready for Guardians-Tigers Game 4. Win-or-die time for the Guardians. That's coming up tonight at 6:08. No pressure, just everything riding on today's game. Maybe the future of the Guardians. Who knows? Let's get crazy on this one. But across from me, my co-captain for today, all aboard, it's Spencer German, the Germanator.
For a second, I thought when you said that sweet young thing, I thought I was like looking around like, is he talking about me? Am I that sweet young thing?
You're not really young anymore.
I'm not that young anymore.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You look young, which is good.
That is what I get. I get told that a lot.
I would just go with that because I went from looking young to looking 70. And it's happened somewhere between 25 and 38 where I just look hit. I just look cooked.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody at the station like found out how old I was, and that, like, there's been enough people. I think Jax actually was one of them. Where they found out how old I was and that I have like a wife and a child at home, and they were like, "What?" They're like, "You have a wife and a child? Like you? I thought you were like in your mid 20s." I was like, "No, I've been around for a little bit."
So just to be clear, you're not actually young, and you're actually lying about your age. Like there was a time Ken never lied about his age, but there was a time where Ken wouldn't address his age on air.
Why?
I think it's because he didn't want to give away the fact he was young because I think when you age yourself, when you're young,
people think like you don't know what you're talking about. Like,
yeah.
he thought it hurt his credibility to talk about like the 90s Guardians teams if he was only in his mid 20s.
Yeah. And honestly, just saves you the you're young, you don't know what you're talking about thing that happens. And I don't think he's done it. I mean, I'm talking about like when we were like 26, 27 when the station started.
The audience has adjusted since then.
Can you believe that? I was like 26 when the station started. I'm old now. I got a kid that's 4.5 years away from graduating high school.
That is kind of crazy.
Hi, I think I just died a little bit. I think I suddenly feel it's like taking me back to yesterday at like 5:45, watching the Tigers close out Game 3 victory. Like, that's how I feel right now, but about my own mortality.
Realize
in real
that
time.
Your daughter's about to graduate high school in 4.5 years.
Well, and that when we started this, I was in my prime. When we started this, I had a bright future, and somehow I'm here. It's good. There were other realities. If we get to the parallel universes, there were other places where we're not this successful. But I just thought, you never know. This is. I ended up in the middle. Here we are. I
wonder which multiverse Nick would be. I'm just curious, like, what some of your multiverse personalities are doing right now.
I don't think they're very much different. I think I was always destined to be a smartass. I think I was always destined to probably be like 10% workaholic. It's like 50% workaholic. And I was always destined to knock a pretty girl up.
Were you always destined to be a radio show host? Like, were you? Like,
yeah.
So you think the variations of you are doing radio?
Yeah.
Might not be sports, but they're doing radio in some capacity.
I mean, I think it's sports radio specifically. You understand? Like, when I was 12, my dad worked at WRRO in Warren, which at the time, Talk of the Valley. What up? But like, it was like him. Daryl was there. Dan McDowell, who's in Dallas, was there. Dave Denholm, who's with the LAFC and lives in town, he was there. Eric Bolin of Yankees beat reporter. It was like this ridiculous, AJ Aggressive, ridiculous station. And like, my reward for going to school and doing well was that my dad would wake me up when he was on the morning show, and once every 3 months take me in to the show, where they just give me a three liter of cola. Like, it was because it was the cheap off brand stuff. And I'd go for 10 minutes hard on sports because I love sports talk. And then I'd power down because you shouldn't wake up at like 3 a.m. if you're like a 12-year-old kid. And then like, I'd just drink some cola and I'd be right back there. So like, that was the moment that it was decided. So the only way, if we go back in our origin story, the only way to avoid Nick doing this is if we don't do those shows, because that's when the sickness got me.
Does Nick Wilson still run on sports talk and a giant liter, 3 liters of cola?
Oh, I thought you were just going to end it with, does Nick Wilson still run? Because the answer is no. We've cut out the
Nick
cola.
Nick Wilson, powered by cola and crazy sports talk takes, like Bring on the Tigers.
But we don't run on the cola anymore, but we do run on general manic energy, which I think is probably just the cola infused into my brain. Now, instead of cola, it's coffee. So we obviously have a lot to get to today, bud, but I want to start with the Guardians because I'm having trouble with this. I think I know which way I'm leaning, but I was thinking about this. You and I, we did our pre-show today at like 10 a.m. as you're on your way to Berea. And as I was venturing out in the world, kind of doing my Gumpian kind of journey around Northeast Ohio before I made my move here, one of the things that popped into my head thinking about yesterday's game and replaying how the last two losses have gone is this question. And I'm going to frame it like a statement because I'm pretty sure I know what I believe here. But I'm going to frame it like a question. Are the Tigers beating the Guardians, or are the Guardians more beating themselves in the series?
I think it's the Tigers beating the Guardians. I mean, I do think...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I mean, I think, to your point on beating themselves, I think the one element I look at and say there's some of that is where I thought Stephen Vogt yesterday played right into AJ Hinch's hand, which has been obviously talked about over the last almost 24 hours now since the game went final, that every step of the way where he was making a pitching change, Stephen Vogt was like, okay, time to get a pinch hitter in here and maybe jump the gun on some of those. I didn't hate all of them at the time. I mean, John Kenzie, I get why you bring him in. So I didn't necessarily think at the time it was terrible, but then you look back at how the game played out and you were like, he really did just take the bait on all these. That's the one area where I look and I say, like, maybe he's getting beaten and they're beating themselves in that way. But I do think a lot of this is just about the Tigers playing really, really good baseball and being the hottest team that they were coming into the playoffs. And I mean, there was a lot said about we know how much has been said about the Guardians bullpen being really good. That Tigers bullpen, I think, is an underrated element of this team. Everyone talks about Skubal and how great he is and how he's going to be the Cy Young winner, and AJ Hinch and the math that he has to do to sort of get through a game every single day. But I do think that bullpen has done a tremendous job, as has the Guardians bullpen, of kind of limiting damage, of just keeping the Guardians bats at bay.
So it's not that I dispute the Tigers bullpen's really good, and it's not that I dispute. I mean, I think AJ Hinch the first two games I actually think are a bit of a wash, but specifically yesterday, Stephen Vogt got. And there's just no other way around that with kind of baiting him into putting the lineup lefty heavy, and then, I mean, he pivoted right out of that. Here's the problem, though. The second guy out of the pen yesterday gave you plenty of chances. You got plenty of hits yesterday. You got plenty of opportunities. The problem is, situationally, you're playing like crap. And I kind of screamed about this in the 6 o'clock hour post game yesterday, of it's like, that game was there for you to win. And if in any of those moments, and listen, the David Fry thing, guys, it was a great hit ball, 80% probability to go into left field and score you at least one run, which changes the pressure in that game and takes the crowd out of it immediately. But there were multiple times. I mean, Hosey coming up, was that the third inning where Hosey's got multiple guys on? And he gets, he finally gets his fastball on the outside of the plate, and he tries to swing it over the fence instead of just pushing it the other way. Like, my problem is, like, the Tigers are beating you at your own game offensively. And that's what I think is frustrating. The Tigers are doing all the little things, moving guys over, trying to be mindful of, you don't need to win the game, you know, one home run at a time. You need to win it one hit at a time. And I think the Guardians hitters are, it's not August bad. It's not, because you are getting guys on base. But it just feels like they need to recalibrate, because I think you're giving so many runs or so many potential runs away. And yes, the Tigers bullpen deserves credit for not giving you those big home runs. But that's why, like, the Tigers pitchers are basically just saying, we'll let you nickel and dime us. You're not going to get the big home run in Detroit's park. And the Guardians are saying, no, we're going to try and get the big home run.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, the Vogt thing is, that's one game. In three games, you've scored so little runs because your approach is too pressurized. You're trying to do it all at once instead of just playing your damn game.
See, but I think the offense being inept, you can go back to game two and say that was part of it in game two, obviously, as well. When you don't score any runs, you're going to lose. But I think more so, like, what you're describing, the pressing where Jose's coming up and he feels like he has to swing for the fences. I think there's reasons for that. You know, we are the morning show this morning. Others since the game yesterday have talked about the idea that like Jose has to be as the heart and soul of this team in this lineup. He has to be the guy coming to the plate and delivering for you. I think he is feeling that. I think he's going up and he's understanding like I got to get going. A home run's going to change the game, and that's unlike him. So I do think on some level there's
some
of that. But
that's not unlike him. I think we've seen that a lot in the second half. He didn't struggle with the way others, specifically Kwan and Naylor, did. I think we've been sleeping on the fact that Jose's been a little too homer hungry in the second half of the season.
But to your point, like just like how the vote thing was one game, I think yesterday was the game where you really saw they were just trying to swing for the fences and do too much. I still felt like in the Scooble game in game two, they were trying to produce the runs, and then they just weren't getting those hits in the key spots because Scooble was keeping your bats at bay, which is why I go back to my point that between Scooble, between how their bullpen has kind of been managed and the way that Hinch kind of deploys those guys, I do think it's more about what the Tigers are doing and less about what the Guardians are doing. But I do think, to your point, there are signs that Jose is pressing, that Naylor is pressing. And when those two guys aren't hitting, because Kwan's getting on base.
Yeah.
He's doing the thing that we said at the beginning of the series he has to do. It starts with him. If he gets on base, everything else should sort of flow and be good because you got somebody in scoring position that can score and get you on the board. It's just that middle of the order, both those guys are struggling mightily, and they're not doing what they did during the regular season for larger stretches of the season.
Well, and I also would like to see them be a little less trigger-happy on the two-hitter because I just think there's something to be said about making sure you've got the right two-hitter in between Kwan and Jose so you can get some momentum going. 216-474-0092. I want to hear from you guys today. Is this series more on the manager to this point or on the players? We got plenty to get to before Game 4 tonight in Detroit, 6:10 at 6:08 first pitch. But Darryl Ryder joins us coming up at 3. Usually joins us on a hump day, but today he joins us to kind of follow up on what he heard out of Berea today. Get you ready for the Eagles game. We got Pete Futek, college football news every single Thursday at 4 p.m. there. We're going to get into Ohio State, Oregon, huge game. This weekend and what could be a telltale sign for both teams' playoff hopes. We got a big game preview. Ben Standig, Cody Rourke, and others coming up at 6 p.m. today, taking a look at the big games in the NFL this weekend. But as we get started, is this series more on the manager or more on the players? More on that in our feelings on Stephen Vogt next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.